Let's talk about what's going on out there in the Great Southwest. Here, the headlines at Zero Hedge. Feds take emergency action to delay water releases from Lake Powell as mega drought sparks crisis. Wars are fought over this kind of stuff. Now, I was not able to, just because I didn't have time, do a thorough deep dive into this. So if you have info on it, publish it in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. Brian K. may have some knowledge on the drought stats and some of what man is doing that's causing this. I, however, do remember, and I can tell you about the electric and the electricity part of the Great Southwest Famine event that's coming to Arizona and parts of California and Nevada. In the late 1990s and early part of this millennia, the state of California began passing regulations designed to shut down their nuclear power plants. Better charge play than nuclear! I like the way Pappy Bush, George W. Bush used to say, nuclear. Nuclear power plants. They weren't able to completely shut them down because they wouldn't have had enough power to power them, the Capitol building in Sacramento. But remember the movie The China Syndrome with Jane Fonda? Remember the hysteria around Three Mile Island? Now, it is true that there was a major nuclear power plant disaster. There's a documentary you can watch about it on HBO called Chernobyl. Chernobyl actually did happen. It's true. Wasn't Chernobyl in Ukraine? I want to say Chernobyl is actually in Ukraine. In any event, there was this mass panic over meltdowns at nuclear power plants. Three Mile Island was a mild incident. There was never any threat, no danger, no radiation escaped. The entire thing was this was a propaganda media circus to drive people, and people like Al Gore were instigators of it, to drive people it is in the SSR. I thought so. Chernobyl is near the city of Pripyat, in the north of the Ukrainian SSR and the Soviet Union, to drive people into their early adaptation of what they call green energy. So the state of California shut down its nuke plants. They have two of them. If the state of California... Oh, they partially shut them down. While they were doing this, PP&E, Pacific Power and Energy, was ordered by the state of California to start shuttering, that means closing down, its diesel and kerosene-fired plants, which they began doing. Am I the only one that remembers when Arnold Schwarzenegger died? What was one of the reasons why Pete Wilson was recalled and they elected Schwarzenegger as governor? Am I the only one that remembers this? Power failures. There were brownouts and blackouts all across California. And they sent the Terminator in there to supposedly go fix it. Well, he didn't fix it. Here's the point. If the Colorado River falls below where it's dammed up, where the reservoir is at Lake Powell, if it goes below 3,490 feet. Now, that's a hell of a reservoir, isn't it? And by the way, that reservoir is currently, you can go ahead and do the math on this, at 24% capacity. So that would suggest then that the depth of Lake Powell, now understand that as the as the height of the reservoir goes up, think of it as like a funnel. The canyon expands out too, so you've got more mass to fill, right? The width of the reservoir extends the higher the water goes up. So it's not, you can't just say times the 24% Lake Powell that they're missing 75% of the height. It's not all height, but it is significant. If Lake Powell goes below 3,490 feet, then the power plant that is attached at the end of that reservoir cannot generate electricity. It's already underperforming because of the lack of water and water pressure needed to turn those turbines. Right now, Lake Powell is at 3,522 feet. Ladies and gentlemen, that means there's only 32 feet between the electricity continuing to flow, and it's at a fraction of what it's capable of, and the water being released downstream to Arizona and Southern California. Here's the question. Because of what California has done to its own water supplies, I mean, look, there were high mountain lake reservoirs, natural ones, from the runoff of the yearly snowmelt, what little they have, of the Shasta Mountains, for example. And they form these reservoirs. There's rivers that run all through the Central California. It's almost illegal to use the water that California has. This is what these nutbags have done. So they become reliant, especially in Southern California, on the Colorado River. If the Colorado River is not producing, and it's not just snowmelt that goes into the Colorado, you got rainfall that goes into it too. It wouldn't hurt the Colorado River as it runs through Arizona and Southern California, and then ultimately, where does it empty? Do people who do even know this? It empties in the Pacific Ocean. The Colorado River terminates at the Pacific Ocean, somewhere in between L.A. and San Diego, I want to say. What else would aid and assist this coming humanitarian crisis? I don't know what the population that we're talking about is. I think I saw the figure 40 million people. They have no rainfall. It never rains. You know the song? What is that, the Mamas and the Papas? It never rains in California, but boy, don't they warn you. It pours, man, it pours. It's a true story. It's one of the things that led people to relocate to California is the climate. It's, if you ever been to Southern California, all the way up to San Francisco, it's beautiful. I've said it before, it's the most picturesque, stunningly beautiful place you'll ever go. Now, there's some interesting things that happen here with this. And my question is this. Are the bark-humping, frog-licking, whale-humping wackos, are they actually willing to starve to death? I mean actually die for Gaia, the god of the earth, or the fake god of the earth, for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, by the by, is controlled opposition, a CIA plant. Are they actually willing to die for solar panels and amoeba farts? This is a question that they're going to have to answer very soon. Almost all of California's environmental problems, though, are the result of libtards. They are the result of 4 decades of criminals and crime families. The Pelosi family, the Brown family, the Newsom family, look it up. See, who is the other? There's four crime families that have been running the state of California since the 1950s. I want to say it's the Warrens. It's the Warrens, the Browns, as in Jerry Brown, Newsom, Newsom's uncle, I believe. There are four families that have been rotating as king of California. This is on them.